This is 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. It's All Things Considered. Today, the Ohio Department of Job and Family Services reported 158,000 jobless claims from last week. That brings the total from the last month to 855,000, which is more than the number of claims in the last 2 years combined. The unprecedented unemployment crisis has overwhelmed the system for handling and distributing those benefits. The Ohio Center for Investigative Journalism, Eye on Ohio, looked into how that system is working or failing to work for people. Sid Standifer wrote the report, and she joins me now. Hey, Sid.
Hey, how are you?
I'm well. So tell us about what people are experiencing with these holdups.
Well, what I found is that a lot of people aren't even able to finish submitting their claim, or if they've already filed a claim, aren't able to find out why they're not getting paid or what problems there are with their claim, because whenever they call the Ohio unemployment hotline, they don't even get put on hold. Instead of getting through to an operator, they get an automated message saying that there's high call volume and asking them to call back later. And then the system automatically disconnects them. One woman called 150 times over the course of 3 days. She sent me her call log, and they have to keep doing that until they'll finally get put on hold. Then they'll get put on hold for sometimes an hour, sometimes 45 minutes. ODJFS said that their calculation is that it's about half an hour average wait time, at least that was on Saturday. And then they can get through to an operator. And then when they get through to an operator, a lot of people are saying that they're hearing different things from different operators that they talk to.
Do we know why this is, why this holdup exists? Is it just because the system is so overwhelmed?
Oh, absolutely. It's a volume that I don't think any unemployment system since the systems became computerized have dealt with.
And when was our system created?
The current system that people are dealing with was made in 2004. They were going to update that system and put out a contract to do it in early 2019, but it takes about 2 years to update a system this complicated and completely rebuild it. So it's not ready yet. So people are still stuck dealing with a 16-year-old system.
So what do politicians propose doing in the meantime?
Well, what they're already doing is hiring tons of new operators. ODJFS said that before this wave of unemployment hit, they had about 42 operators working the hotline. Now they have nearly 1,200. So what they have to do, though, is they have to train those people and then add them to the system. And there are 337 right now who are going to be added as soon as they can finish training. The question is whether even that is going to be enough. Yesterday at his press conference, Governor DeWine and Lieutenant Governor Husted said that one of the limitations is that they just can't train people fast enough because they don't have enough trainers.
So there are multiple fixes in the works, but that doesn't really help people who are still waiting right now. What have you heard from folks?
Well, the people that I've talked to, some of them have said that a lot of their creditors and their landlords right now are being really flexible in working with them because they understand that everybody is struggling right now. So one of the big problems is food, because buying food can't really be postponed. And some people have said that they've been going to food banks. A lot of people have recently applied for food stamps, but that means they have to wait for that application too. And a lot of people are also worried that eventually their landlords are not going to be able to keep pushing back their rent anymore because they have bills to pay and families to feed too.
Sid Standifer, thank you so much for talking with us today.
Thank you.